Trevor Jean, the podcast.
Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Who do you look like? Like a celebrity, or maybe your great-great-grandpa saw him in an old photo and went, holy crap, that's my face in a black and white photo. I want to know your stories this morning after something happened to me at a restaurant this week. I was just having some lunch, minding my own business.
You dine alone a lot, don't you?
I do. I bloody love it. I go for lunch after our show every day.
Thanks for the invites.
It's my alone time, right? So I'm sitting there doing my thing, and my waiter takes my order. He walks away, and he stops. He comes back to the table, and he's like, I got to ask you, are you from Prince Rupert?
Oh.
And I said, oh, yeah, I am. I am, actually. I'm from Prince Rupert. And I'm looking at him, and I go.
You've never mentioned it.
Shut up. And I look at him, and I go, crap, I don't recognize him at all. Because I'm thinking maybe we graduated together, you were a year ahead of me or something like that. And I said, have we met? And he's like, nope, we've never met. But I'm going to take a wild guess here and say you're Trisha Wilkins' sister. And I said,
yes.
That is my sister. And yes. He goes, I knew it. And then he says, I'm Marco. For anyone in Prince Rupert, it was Marco Ehrmeyer. And then his brother, Nando, is one of my sister's good friends.
Marco and Nando, good bunch of lads.
Yeah, they are really good kids. And they're full-grown men now. But he says, I looked at you and I thought, man, that girl looks like Trisha Wilkins. And then he said that he thought, I also looked exactly like Todd Wilkin, my brother. So he said the combination of how much I looked like my siblings gave him the confidence to say, you must be their older sister that I've only, you know, vaguely heard about.
You look like your brother mostly when you grow your beard.
I have been having trouble with my beard lately, the bloody chin beard. Ladies, I know you can relate when you hit in your 30s.
The stress beard.
So I want to know this morning, 280-JACK, does anybody else look exactly like someone else? I'm going to post a photo of me and my sister on the Kai and Tara Jean Facebook page.
It doesn't have to be like someone famous or anything like that, but does someone mistake you for someone, everyday person on the street?
Or maybe the older you get, the more you look like your Aunt Diane and you're like, fart, man.
I used to, whenever I go back to my hometown, it's a little place called Murray Bridge in South Australia, and I go to a local football club that I used to hang out at on Saturday night after the football game or even at the game. Everyone goes, hey, Paul, how you doing? Everyone thinks I'm a guy called Paul Tilly. It's happened so many times.
Do you know what Paul Tilly looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. I know the guy. I knew the guy growing up.
Looks exactly like you?
I did, but he's blown up a lot.
Okay.
So I look nothing like him now, but they think that I've gone away, dropped a lot of weight and come back. Hey, Tills, how you doing? I'm not Paul Tilly, honestly. Morning, Gary. Who do you happen to look like?
Who do I look like? Well, this is going back when I was younger. I worked at Killarney Ice Rink there, and there was this girl. I was doing the skate patrol, and this girl kept looking over at me and stuff, and I thought, oh, okay, not sure what's going on or whatever that. And then after the skating was all done and that, I put my shoes back on and I was about to leave. And I guess she got enough nerve to come up and ask me. She goes, do you know that you look like Ted Shackelford? Remember Gary Ewing from Knott's Landing?
Ted Shackelford.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
My goodness.
A lot of people do say that I look like my dad, and I walked away from her.
Oh.
It wasn't nice, but then I kind of caught, like, through the window, there's a reflection. I saw her pointing to Frank, that's Ted Shackelford's son. Like,
there's no way for anyone to know how it is that we know what this listener Gary looks like, but Gary was one of our listeners that won a trip to Cuba with us a couple weeks ago. So, Gary, we know what you look like. I'm looking at this picture of the actor Ted Shackelford,
you do
look a lot like him.
Oh, do I? Oh, okay.
Give Ted a call. Just say, Dad, is that you? I believe his net worth's a couple of mil, and just have a good bash at it. All right, Gary?
I should give that a try. Actually, somebody else did also tell me that I looked like the Desperate Housewives, the plumber. I can't remember what his name was or whatever, but.
I'll bet.
Go
thanks,
on then,
Gary.
Buddy.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
Have fun cleaning those pipes, bud.
I'll see what I can do.
Morning, Joel from Delta. Who do you look like, buddy?
Hey, so I look exactly like my dad did when he was my age.
Wow, that must be a trip, hey?
Yeah, he showed me a picture once of him. He was on a hockey team, and I thought he had taken the picture of me somewhere, but I couldn't recognize the jersey.
Oh, weird.
It was so weird, and the only real difference is that I cut my hair shorter, and coincidentally, because of that, everyone tells me I look like Matt Damon.
Good-looking family.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. Maybe, did your last partner take a look at your dad and realize what she had to look forward to and just jump ship? On the text as well, I've been told by three different senior men that I look exactly like their dead wives.
What is up with that?
Is it one of those ones that when they're passed away, you want to see them in other people?
Maybe.
Something like that. 280 Jack, who do you look like? Hello there.
Hey, so I got a story of somebody I look like, and it might not sound too miraculous, but a little bit of backstory there. I didn't know who my dad was, and I found out at 14 that I had a different father than my sister.
Okay.
So I'd actually contacted him. And at the time, he had his own family going on, and he was a little bit standoffish, and he wasn't sure if, you know, I was his child.
Yikes.
So he said, you know, not without a blood test. So I was sort of hurt and put off, and I didn't bother looking into it. So 4 years ago, I moved to the Vancouver area, and it turns out that his family had passed on and moved along, and he was looking and getting in contact with me, and we weren't sure if we were related, and we went out for breakfast one day, and we looked took one look at each other, and I look exactly like my father, so there was no doubt about it, and it was
happy
ending.
Yeah, over and done.
Yeah.
So there was no blood work done then?
Yeah.
Oh, none needed. We both looked at each other at the IHOP there, gave each other a big hug, and instantly connected. It was great. We've been friends ever since.
What a wonderful way to end that story.
Did it get a bit awkward when you both went to smack the waitress on the butt at the same time?
No, not awkward, because, I mean, she came home with us both, so it worked out okay.
All right, Janine, who do you look like?
About 15 years ago, I was in Las Vegas and with my former husband, and I was pregnant with our first child. We were playing blackjack at a table, and there was a bunch of pit bosses sort of looking at us, and my former husband said, "What the heck is going on?" And I'm like, "I'm not sure, I don't know." And I was pregnant with our first child. Then the head pit boss, he came over to our table and he said, "Miss Ripa, if there's anything we can get you to make you feel more comfortable, do anything, is there anything you'd like?" On and on and on.
They thought you were Kelly Ripa?
Kelly Ripa. And she was pregnant at the same time with her first child.
Oh.
And funny enough, I still get that to this day. I got it last December. I was at a function in Burnaby, and someone came up to me and said, "You are the spitting image."
Now, did your husband look like her husband, or did it just look like you were stepping out on your husband while pregnant?
I'm not sure. But it's so fun. I don't really see it. I don't want to sound, but I just think it's cute and fun.
So what did you do when they said, "Miss Ripper, how can we..."
Oh, my former husband, he's like hitting me on the side, and he's saying, "Don't say anything, don't say anything." And we got primo treatment.
What type of treatment? What did they do?
Oh, just everything. They asked if we wanted a private table while playing blackjack. And they said, "No, I'm good. I'm having fun." And I thought someone was going to call us out on it. But it just, we just went with it. It was just fun.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if you said, "Yes, I'd like a private table"? They give you a private room and then you start doing $1 bet minimums.
Yeah, I know, playing my $5 chip. 96.9
Jack FM. Just got an email from Tom who says, "I've been told all the time I look like Bruce Willis. Planes, offices, banks, everywhere. Even my firewood supplier has me in his phone as Bruce Willis." Friend of the show, Clara, who do you look like, Clara?
As far as people that I look like, I just look like I work in stores. Like, every time I go shopping, somebody asks me if they can have this in another size.
Of course. You're just totally up the retail alley.
No, it's like, is that a compliment? Is it not? I could be wearing wellies and sweatpants. It doesn't matter. Get my headphones in and people will be like, "Oh, can I get this in a small?" And I'll be like, "I'm sure you can. Probably go ask someone who works here." But no, literally every time I go out, it's a bit annoying and bizarre.
It hasn't happened to me recently, but definitely in the past it happened a couple times. I think when you, like, really got your shop on.
Okay, so we just have to weather this and it's just part of...
Yeah, yeah.
I think once you get old,
it doesn't happen anymore.
That has happened to me on plenty of occasions as well. And I think it's mostly because I don't like messing up clothes, picking it up and checking what it looks like.
Oh, so you're folding
them. I've never
even
thought of that either. I feel guilty if I, like, drop something on the ground, so I have to put it in properly.
Yes.
And they probably catch you just then when you're straightening out the trousers.
So it looks like you're organising the store and then all of a sudden they're asking you for this in a small.
Stop doing that, Clara.
My life problems. Now I have to stop doing that and I'll be fine.
You need to be more rude in your retail experience.
No, if I'm just rude and just drop that dress on the ground, nobody will ask me for another one.
No, never again.
Oh, fantastic.
Problem solved. I'm glad we could help, Clara. I'm glad
Look
we could.
Life advice on a Friday morning.
It's time. Hey. And Tara Jean.
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean. 96.9 Jack FM.
Yet another boxing movie comes out today. We love a good boxing movie, don't we? Or at least Hollywood does. They come out with them all the time.
I only recently have learned to love boxing movies because I started boxing about a year
ago.
So I actually am interested in, you know, watching the stories play out and their technique and how it applies to me in my training.
How many times have someone thrown a punch at you again?
The only time I've actually had anything coming at me was myself uppercutting myself in the chin.
That's boxing, everyone. That is boxing right there.
So, I'm just sparring or whatever, right? It's just like the trainer with the pads.
And mm-hmm. Not even telling you to duck when he swipes the pad over your head, stuff like that?
Oh, I duck.
Oh, really?
You make fun of me. I'm actually doing really well at it. You make fun of me and make it seem like I'm this crappy human being. I'm really working hard.
Do you wear like headgear or a mouth guard?
No.
Because why?
Because no one swings at you.
Okay, so all these boxing movies?
So Creed comes out today. It's the story of Apollo Creed's son, I believe. The reviews of it are actually pretty good. So I'm going to play you some audio from from five different boxing movies. I want you to tell me which one it's from, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Number one.
The Bronx Bull. Let's hear it for the great Jake LaMotta, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Ali.
Nope. Jake LaMotta, this is from back in 1980, starring Robert De Niro, the famous...
Raging Bull?
Raging Bull. TJ, way to go. Good stuff.
Okay.
Number
two. It was Robert De Niro that got it from me.
Yeah.
Name the boxing film.
Yes, that's the story of the Hurricane.
The Boxer.
It's the Hurricane.
The boxing.
Correct, Big Ginger. The Hurricane.
Is there a movie called The Boxer? There is,
there
isn't
is,
there?
Yes, that wasn't it.
That's my only... I've got one more I know.
Is it Rocky?
Oh, wait, two.
Which Rocky? That's the question. Okay, number three, name the boxing movie.
I don't train girls. People see me fat, Sam.
Million Dollar Baby.
Oh.
Girly, tough, ain't enough.
How
That's
am I
a good
split
film.
Split that. I'm going to give half
Clint
each
Eastwood.
For that. So one and a half
What are
each
some other boxing movies?
At the moment. Name the boxing movie.
Get out of my face. I don't need nothing you got no more. I don't need no hair's been messing up my coat. Yeah, just like a chicken, you better run.
Rocky 3.
Is it a Rocky? Rocky 2, then, I'd say.
Oh, come on.
Kai held up two fingers for me.
Oh, what is this?
So you're on 2.5. Big Ginger's on 1.5. This is the final one. Name the boxing movie.
I shook up the world. I shook up the world. Ain't this just a perfect specimen of a man?
Ali.
Oh, TJ is in there. Big Ginger, you said it earlier and you didn't come
told
up
you,
with it.
Told you I was a boxer.
3.5 to 1.5. TJ wins. Terribly sorry about this. I have to correct myself in our little game of name the boxing movie. I said, what was this one?
Get out of my face. Don't need nothing you got no more. Don't need no hair's been messing up my coat. Yeah, just like a chicken, you better run.
Big Ginger, first up, said Rocky 3.
Yes.
I said that was incorrect. TJ said Rocky 2. I said it was correct.
You actually held up two fingers and I said two.
I did. It was actually Rocky 3, so Big Ginger has tied it up with that one.
Cheating gets you nowhere.
So, I guess it was a draw.
Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast, is in your ears now. Kai and Tara Jean, the show, is on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Hey, just before we move on here, I want to say good morning to a gentleman called Paul Beauregard. He was at a gala last night for SOS BC Children's Village on Grouse Mountain. He was
Paul.
He was sitting next to a few people from our promo department, and he said that he really likes this show. He said he started listening just after Kai got roofied in Vegas. So thank you very much for that, because we lost a lot of listeners that day.
We did.
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean. 96.9 Jack FM.
Homemade car replacement parts.
I'm in.
How did you get crafty on 280 Jack? Police in the UK. I smelt sarcasm. Police in the UK got a chuckle after responding to a complaint that someone was using a car pretty antisocially in a field. And when they got there, the car was bogged in the mud and had been abandoned.
Sorry, how do you use a car antisocially?
Well, you're doing burnouts in a field where you shouldn't be. You're probably revving the engine, burning out the wheels on residential streets and things like that, TJ.
my childhood back in Prince Rupert.
You've never done that before, have you? Oh, really?
Of course I have, yeah. No, that's what we did on a Friday night.
You were the passenger, though, right? You're never the driver.
Always passenger, yeah. In the middle, in between the two boys, screaming like a girl.
Didn't you do a lot of cool stuff in a Chevy Blazer?
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
In the back seat.
The police got there. They looked inside and found the front driver and passenger seats were missing and had been replaced with plastic garden chairs. Lovely work. They were bolted to the floor of the car because clearly they'd found the car and had been removed out of them originally, so they replaced it with what they could find, which was the plastic garden seats. It's a homemade car replacement part.
So wasn't there that story, I think you shared it with us last week, Big Ginger, about some people in Russia who have a spare tire, so they actually rigged up a large log and were dragging it along the street as the fourth wheel.
Yeah, they were.
almost like a sleigh.
Yeah, pretty much.
They drill a hole and put it through the axle or something?
No, they just wedged it in between sort of like where the wheel base thing is and some part of the frame of the car. I'm not really sure entirely.
That's what I'm looking for. Homemade car replacement parts. TJ, what happened with that old, didn't you have a Cavalier or something like that?
I did, yeah.
And the glove compartment would pop open all the time. You used to have a creative way to keep it shut. You just chew gum and just stick it on there for a little bit.
That's private information.
I've done this. Big Ginger, you had one. What did you have, buddy?
Yeah, actually, a couple times. My very first car was a 1974 Beetle. So you can imagine the thing, by the time it got to me, was starting to fall apart all over the place. So besides all the duct tape left to keep up the little side sills on the car, I also, at one point, had to take the seat out and couldn't get it back in for a couple days. So I also had to use a milk crate as a seat for the car for a little bit.
Did you secure it in any way, or did you just sit on it?
More duct tape.
Did you wear a seatbelt? Because that would be rendered pointless if you don't have a backrest.
Yes, I did, but it'd probably just shoot me backwards. Back seat was really comfortable, though.
I'm so glad you're alive.
Morning there. Did you have a car replacement part, a homemade one?
My dad did a long time ago. He had an older model Volvo, and he discovered that you could use a roll of toilet paper in place of the air filter. So he would in the Volvo, it had a round casing of some sort, the air filter. So, or maybe it was the oil filter, but he just used toilet paper.
How long did that last?
He did it, I think, until he sold the car. He saw no problem with it. He was an aircraft mechanic, so he used to figure stuff out.
Crafty guy. So did he leave any toilet paper on the roll, or was it the empty roll?
Yes, it was a filter, right? So yes, the toilet paper. It was a full roll of toilet paper.
That is crafty. I never would have expected that to come through the phone call. Morning, what was your homemade car replacement part?
Oh, I had this 75 Renault Gardini convertible, and it had this funny trim along the roof, and there's this little, like, a plastic piece over the metal piece, so it wouldn't be so sharp. And it's flapping the breeze one time I was going through Saskatchewan, so I pulled over, I found a wad of gum in my purse, chewed it quickly, shoved it under the edge of it, pounded it back on, and it lasted for about 3 years.
This is why you should never swallow gum, isn't it? If it can be used as a car part that lasts for 3 years, you shouldn't put it in your gut.
I guess. I don't swallow gum. I don't chew anymore either after that.
What, are you on a liquid diet or?
I swallow gum in emergency situations only.
Like when it gone all mushy and you're still in the theater or something?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, it would feel so good to swallow this right now. And then you do.
It just stuck there like crazy glue, and it was just there. It just wadded in there, and it never came loose.
A retro rap battle has broken out among police forces across Canada, TJ. What they've done is been changing lyrics to some retro rap songs and adapting it to their local winter driving conditions. And they've all been challenging each other on social media to rewrite some of the lyrics.
Haven't they got anything better to do?
Apparently not. Well, they've all got a social media team these days, haven't they?
Right, of course.
So I got Big Ginger to perform them, and then I wrote one for Vancouver. They haven't challenged us because they know we have different winter driving conditions. They don't think we can compete, but I wrote one as well. Okay, so I have got Big Ginger to perform. The first one is from Edmonton. This is what they wrote.
This is a story all about how my car got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how my car spun out of control in midair.
Not too bad. Goes for a bit more after
that. I would have preferred some more local references, like street names or something like that. Something super Edmonton.
Okay. This one is from Calgary Police.
Okay. Ooh.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Snow is back and these roads are glistening. The snow grabs a hold of me tightly.
Slippery like a skating rink daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Don't turn off the light to watch the ice glow. Do the extreme or rock winter tires like a toboggan. Put your seatbelt on so you don't hit your noggin.
What happened at the end there, Calgary?
Too many syllables, too many words.
Oh, man.
Then there was this one.
I like big trucks and I cannot lie. You highway drivers can't deny that when you only leave an itty-bitty space, things will blow up in your face. You could get stung with a ticket. Or if what's ahead, slow down, you could hit it.
What was that?
There's just too many words in there.
What was that one for?
That one was from Regina, I believe. So I got one for Vancouver. They didn't ask us to write one. They've been challenging each other on social media, but I thought, you know what? Uninvited, I would write one for Vancouver anyway, just in case the VPD needed it.
I'm cruising in my car. Road is all clear here in Vancouver. Bright blue, sky blessing me. No iced up road, no plow in the street. That's good, because the train shut down. TransLink problem down in Metro Town. And they know, and they trust the West Coast lifestyle they can't touch. I'm telling you, East Coast, you can't touch this. Look at them buried in the prairies. Man, can't touch this.
We don't even really need to talk about winter driving, do we, too much, except for the fact that TransLink might have broken down and it's going to add extra time to your commute.
I just love the little boyish look in your eye when you get to rap. It's pretty cute. You're like, look at me, Mom.
I was disappointed someone else already took Vanilla Ice. I would have loved to have done that one.
Are you in love or reaching for the tissues? This is the relationship court of very petty issues.
Morning, morning, morning. Welcome back to the relationship court of very petty issues. Every now and again, we like to step into the relationship court of very petty issues to help a local couple solve a problem they've been unable to solve by themselves.
I'm Judge TJ.
I'm Judge Kai.
And I'm Judge Big Ginger.
On trial this morning, Jeff and Melissa from Mission. The question is, should Melissa tone down her Christmas spirit? Here's the email we received from Jeff at jackfm.com. Dear Judge TJ, Judge Kai, and Judge Ginger, the name's Jeff, or perhaps you might call me Scrooge. I can't stand Christmas. Unfortunately, I married the world's biggest Christmas lover. My wife, Melissa, decorates our house floor to ceiling starting the day after Remembrance Day, including a life-size indoor blow-up Santa that has an auto sensor that makes him sing whenever you walk past him in the dining room. I even tried to remove him from the house last week, but she caught me, gave me the silent treatment the rest of the day as she reinstalled him in the living room right where I sit.
The old switcheroo.
Sometimes I think my wife would leave me for Santa if she had the chance. Judges, it's tense up in here. Help a guy out.
Are you in love? Or reaching for the tissues. This is the relationship court of very petty issues.
So, judges, let's deliberate. Should Melissa tone down her Christmas spirit? Judge Ginger.
Melissa, by all means, go all out entirely. This is Christmas. It happens only once a year, and it means you should go out and do everything Christmassy you possibly can. Jeff, if you're not liking it, man, she might just have to grab you by the baubles and give you that Christmas spirit. I think Melissa...
With a gentle squeeze? Or
is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. Okay, Judge Ginger says no, Melissa should not have to tone down her Christmas spirit. Kai?
Judge Kai here, I'd like to say yes. Tone down your Christmas spirit for the main reason that your husband finds it embarrassing. And no one wants to be hanging around with their partner when they're embarrassed by them in some way, shape, or form. Here's what you need to do. You can say yes, you can go all out Christmas, but maintain it to a certain area of the house. So just say, you know, if you've got a second living area, let it go hell for leather in that certain living area. But just don't be wishy-washy about where you can tell her to keep it confined to, because she might end up saying, I'm going to keep it confined to the entire outside of the house. Tone it down.
So what you're saying is don't let Santa take over his favorite chair.
Exactly right.
Luckily for you, Melissa, I'm the deciding factor here. Judge TJ, the question, should Melissa from Mission have to tone down her Christmas spirit because her husband Jeff is a Scrooge? No way you don't, Melissa. You are one of those beautiful people that makes the world more interesting. I love it, especially that you wait until after Remembrance Day to go full Christmas. And I say Christmas can go to the day after Remembrance Day till the final day of January. And Jeff, you should just... Jeff, come on now.
That's a third of the year. That's a quarter of the year.
Yes.
That Christmas vomits all over your house.
Again, you're making it the world a more interesting place. And Melissa, cheers to you. Here's to Great Noggin.
Is and grabbing people by the baubles. Yeah, that's wonderful as well.
Are you in love or reaching for the tissues? This is the relationship court of very petty issues.
Kai and Tara Jean. Jack's Morning Glory. 96.9 Jack FM.
Happy Friday, everybody. Earlier this week, we did our annual listener performance review, as we have every year since we started on Jack 3 years ago. It was our three-year anniversary on the station on Monday. So all this week, and especially on Monday, we've been hearing from listeners about what they like about the show, what they don't, their big memories and things like that, observations. We heard
criticism,
one...
Criticism, let's put it that way
sure,
as well.
Sure, sure, sure. We heard one particular piece of feedback from a listener on Monday, and I feel like it might have left everyone with the wrong impression of me in particular. Listen to this.
I love your guys' show, your guys' commentary. I find it... It's just hilarious and ridiculous enough that I just laugh myself awake, and just serious enough that I don't find it, like, incredibly celebrity endorsing.
You're right. We are not celebrity endorsing. We don't do regular tabloid features, gossip features. Sometimes we will use a tabloid story or a celebrity story to launch a topic and then turn it into, like, things about ourselves or your relationships, our listeners' lives. But I actually, even more recently, have found myself being interested in particular stories. And I want to highlight right now the top three celebrity stories that sparked my interest this week.
Just throwing his criticism or good things about the show directly back in his face.
But no, but I don't think talking about a celebrity means that we're glorifying them.
Okay, fair enough.
All of these three celebrity stories that sparked my interest this week had something to do with Jennifer Lawrence completely by accident.
Sure.
Number one. Adele, Jennifer Lawrence, and Emma Stone all went out for Mexican together this week. They're freaking buddies. And it just, I am overwhelmed with jealousy because they just seem like the kind of girls you want to be friends with. And how much fun is it to imagine them all out for Mexican together?
That would be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like a Taco Bell or something, was it?
No, number two, no, it was actually a super fancy Mexican restaurant in LA.
Okay.
Number two, Gwyneth Paltrow. Reportedly, again, this is gossip, is desperate to meet her ex-husband Chris Martin's new girlfriend. This has to do with Jennifer Lawrence because the Coldplay singer had recently been dating Jennifer Lawrence.
Has he moved on already?
Yeah, he's dating somebody new now. And Gwyneth Paltrow, of course, is all about that conscious uncoupling with their divorce.
Wants to be involved with the new...
To really be involved. But from the sounds of this, Chris Martin is like, that's just freaking weird, man.
You pushed away Jennifer Lawrence. I'm not letting you push away this hottie.
But the reason why I think this isn't just like glorifying and or like making fun or talking about gossip is it does make me think about, is it possible to get a divorce and then have the two separate families now still be operating as one, go on vacations together, have Christmas together. Can you handle it?
I've seen that happen before, but not if he's still trying to find the right one to move on with and she's going, oh, can I meet them? Can I meet them all the time?
Like, yeah, bring your new girlfriend to Hawaii.
Let them spend at least a month together before you're going in there and saying, let's be besties.
And finally, the number... Am I counting down or up? I don't know. Number one celebrity story that sparked my interest this week. Jennifer Lawrence says that her breakup from the Coldplay singer Chris Martin, who we were just talking about, was because he was non-committal. And recently, she said in an interview that she's actually, and keep in mind, this is Jennifer Lawrence, one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood right now. Super cute, super, super funny. Everyone says they love her. Recently, she said in an interview that she's actually really lonely on Saturday nights because not only do guys not ask her out, she claims that they are very mean to her.
Whoa, how?
Why would you? Why? Why is it the kind of people you're attracting? Are the nice guys not coming up and asking her out? Like, it's more like I'm turning it to you guys. Like, what's why would you treat a girl like that in a mean way?
I don't understand how you'd treat them mean. However, you would be intimidated by it. It's Jennifer Lawrence. Why would she say yes to a date to me? But now I'm imagining all those timid, nice guys have been just asking her out left, right, and center.
Oh, because she said that.
Yeah, because she said she's lonely. They're going, so if you want to, you know, I'm free this Saturday night and everything. And no? Okay, right. See you later.
Oh, no. And then she's kind of like, why did I ever say that?
This is Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast. Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.